Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, what?
You're live on Awake with Offset on Evolution Radio.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions, and also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide. Which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us at different points in different areas of our lives. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting, of doing those things that we know we ought to do. And so what I want you to think about is, what is there that you know you need to do, that you want to do this, but for some reason or another, you've been holding back. For some reason or another, you just have not been able to gather your nerves or be able to work through the procrastinating or putting it off or justifying or blaming. Some reason or another, you just haven't done it. And you know you ought to do this. You really want to do this, but you don't know why you haven't done it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand, please. Okay, then I've got company here this evening. I'm not talking to myself. Now, first of all, we know that this is not easy. Because in order to begin to reinvent your life, you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort. That you really have got to put all of yourself into it. It's very challenging. To act, to do those things. There are times when you're looking at it and you say, I know I need to do this, but I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. I know I need to do it, yet leave me alone. No, I don't want to do it. So what do we do? What are those things that cause us to do like that? I think that among the things that prevent us from acting is the fear of failure. And if you've already failed, you don't want to fail again. The pain of that. The disappointment. The fear of loss is another thing. Because many times when we do those things that we know we need to do, we feel that we might lose somebody that we love very much and care about. We don't want to hurt anybody. Many of us don't act because we want other people's approval. We want everybody to like us and to accept us. And that's not possible. Many of us don't do the things that we want to do and don't act because of lack of self-confidence. We don't believe enough in ourselves. So there are many reasons why we don't act. There are other things, though, that affect us. It's that not wanting to take personal responsibility. We want somebody else to do it. And many times we pick up our inability to do certain things from people that we love, people that we admire. We identify with them, and we live in the context of their ideas, their opinions, and their life patterns. We buy into it unconsciously. You want to begin to look out on your life and what you want for you. And I think that when we begin to focus in the area of what does it take for us to act, I think we can say events can inspire us to act. That particular event in his life, circumstances. A friend of mine, he wanted to do something and he just did not have the motivation and the drive and the confidence within himself. But his circumstances changed overnight through an acquisition of the company that he worked for. He lost his job through the inspiration of desperation. He had to act. See, life also are things that can inspire us to act. See, if we don't have the courage, and that's what it takes, courage. It takes guts to do that which you know you need to do. If you don't have the courage to act, life many times will move on you and make you act. Life will whoop your butt so bad, you will be so miserable, you will catch so much hell, you say, yes, I will do it. What do you want me to do? Take me. And so what I'm saying to you is that as you begin to look out on your life, this is challenging. This is not easy, acting. So what are the things that we can begin to do to harness our will? Number one, you've got to bring it out and look at it. You've got to take the power out of it. You've got to expose it to the truth. And the truth is that it has no power over you. So write down something you want to act on, but for some reason that you've been holding back, and look at it. The next thing is, ask yourself the question, is it helping you to continue to put it off? If it's an asset for you to continue to procrastinate, then continue to do that. But if it's a liability for you, if it's causing you some mental and some emotional challenges, or perhaps a financial problem, look at that. Examine that for what it is. Next step, ask yourself, what's blocking you? What's preventing you from acting? Why don't you have the courage to handle that? Why won't you face that? What are you running away from? What kind of avoidance behavior are you engaged in? Next is, what is the worst thing that can happen when you take action? So I want you to visualize that, experience that, feel the nervousness and the discomfort. And the more you run it in your mind, the less power that it will have. Next is, how will you feel after taking this action? You ask the question, what are you going to do? Look at, as you think about this that you know you need to handle, what are you going to do? And then write down three strong reasons on why you know you must take action. And be explicit and descriptive in your reasons, because your reasons have power. Your reasons will drive you. When you have doubt, when your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments. So write down your reasons. And what you will find, that when you decide to act, when you decide to take life on, and let me warn you, it can be painful, it will be uncomfortable, and that's where the growth is. When you're uncomfortable, when you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you will have some power from on high. You will discover some things about yourself that will begin to electrify your personality. You begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you've got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.
Hello guys, how are you doing today? This is, let me turn this on a little bit.
Again, hello guys, how are you doing today? This is Cheek McClellan with the Takeover for Awakens with Offset.
I have been taking over for the past few shows. If you guys tuned in last week, we talked about self-actualization.
So self-actualization is basically being you at the highest frequency, at the highest level of who you are authentically. Living life is the fullest expression of yourself. So today's topic is create the life you want. I chose this topic, I feel like it kind of trails off of the self-actualization topic that we talked about last week. I chose that clip, I thought that clip was very powerful. We all struggle with certain things, just being human. We all struggle with certain things, am I good enough? Will it make it? Is it even worth it? The fear of failure and the fear of it not being what we hoped and we wished it to be, and that fear of disappointment. So it's easier to live in comfort in what we already know is predictable. The fear of the unknown is extremely scary, especially when you're trying to change your life from the course that it's already on to the course that you want it to be. The fear is a waste of time and it does no one, especially you, any good. We have to stop with fetus thoughts and mentality. The fetus thoughts are, the fetus attitude is basically when something is up, a challenge, or anything that requires any type of energy or change in our life, we talk ourselves out of it because we feel like, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not charming enough. I'm not this, that, enough, or whatever that we tell ourselves. So we don't even try. We don't even begin to start. Because we've already defeated ourselves mentally. We have to stop that.
All of us
have to stop that. I am not perfect. I have those. I've had more of those moments in the past than I do now. I think it's important now, and I teach this a lot, is that you understand the power you have over your life. You have to take responsibility for your own life and take action to change your life. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's worth it. You're not fulfilled, you're not happy doing this when you're not living the best life that you want, and being the most authentic version of yourself. So I feel like the first step to create your own life is to change your perspective. Get rid of negative thoughts, contradicting thoughts, the defeatist attitude, and all the things that are holding us back mentally and spiritually. We have to take control over our own lives. One of the people that I look up to, that I idolize, is Oprah Winfrey. I heard Oprah Winfrey's story when I was a freshman in college. And when I, you know, when I first seen Oprah, she was on TV, and she's like, she's a talk show host, and she's wildly recognized and admired and respected, and she has a TV show. I love her show, watching her as a kid, but that's how I met Oprah. That's how I seen Oprah. That was my vision of Oprah. And one day I came across an interview of her, and she talked about her journey. She talked about being sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused, and being dirt poor. But Oprah said to herself, and this is why I say changing your perspective and your thoughts are powerful. She didn't say that's what I am. I can't be anything more than this. She didn't let her circumstance define who she was going to be and who she was going to decide who she was going to be. And to go from being dirt poor through all that trauma and pain to being one of the richest, most successful women, most influential women in the world was at her own accord. When you need, if you need proof that it takes strong will within yourself and in your mental, I think she is a perfect example of that. She could have let that beat her down and crush her spirit and not try to be one of the most successful and powerful women in the world. I think that when you look at people like that, I know that, you know, and we spend our lives in that kind of a process.
The difference between her, though, is that she actually did it. That's not too big for anyone. Anything you want, you can have. You can be. That sounds so cliche, and it sounds so simple, but it's so true. And the moment you understand that, and the moment you take control of your life, and the moment you realize that nothing is
nothing is understanding. Everything is.
When you shake that negativity and that fear of failure,
and that fear of
not being good enough and not
being the best version of
whoever someone is, they're trying to be the best version of who you are. Like, you're not trying to be Oprah. You're trying to be whoever, whatever your name is. You're trying to be, that's who you're trying to be. You're setting your own path. You're leading your own trail.
Failures does not mean the end. It's been plenty of times in my life
where I've been discouraged and I failed and I didn't get
something that I set out for.
And the person that I was before, you know, not understanding that that does not mean that's where my road ends. I got so caught up in wanting, I was trying to validate myself off of what I thought was supposed to be the next move. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I got caught up in trying to do what I thought was the right thing to do according to what people would validate me as doing something productive or successful or this, that, and the third. Or, you know what I mean? So now I take them as lessons out, or I say, well, that just wasn't for me. And most of the time, my heart wasn't even in it anyway. I just did it because I thought that's what I was supposed to do, you know? And sometimes it can be the complete opposite. It can be you really want something that you have and you take a lot of pride in having, but that does not mean that everything is over. At any moment, you can recreate yourself. At any moment, you can recreate yourself and decide what the next move is. Don't let it stop you. Change your plan, reconstruct your plan, move around, adapt. Stay focused on your goal in the big picture. A lot of times when bad things happen and come our way, we feel like it's going to last forever or it's the end. And some of us let it completely bring us down and alter our lives. Like, we become depressed, we become sad, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't work out, we don't show up when one bad thing happens. What we have to understand is, like, everything you go through, especially hard times, is seasonal. I say seasonal, I mean, like, these are just certain small events in your life, but the season's going to change. Your reality around is going to adapt to how you handle things, to how you perceive things, right? There's been plenty of times that you could think about in the past where you were so stressed out and overwhelmed and overthinking something, and then it turned out to be okay in the long run. You end up in a better place, and you can say that to yourself now. But hindsight, you know, is 2020. We can say that after it has passed. In the moment, because it's your reality, you can't see past that. You can't. Your mind goes off the big picture and your goal and your focus and what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to achieve. That's completely gone out of your brain for some reason, and we lose perspective. Let me think of an example. I've always wanted to work in media and be on the radio and broadcast, and I wanted to get my marketing skills up. I wanted to get some type of experience with marketing and how to market myself and present myself and basically showcase who Teak was. So I had an interview for a very good internship. I won't say the company's name on here, but I was excited. And then they had this whole thing that they sent me in an email about all the skills I required, about marketing, shadowing, and everything about it was like, that's what I want to learn. That's what I want to be able to do. That's my goal. That's perfect for me. And when they said, hey, let's set up an interview, come on in, I was super excited. And in my mind, I'm like, yes, this is it. Everything's going to get better. Everything's going to get changed. I put all my happiness on this external source, and I was just like, yes. I even went, bought me a brand new suit, business attire. I got all dressed up. I was excited. I was ambitious. And then I felt a sink in my stomach. I got nervous. I'm like, I have to show up and have to show them me. This is very nerve-wracking. I have no experience. I'm currently not in college, even though I do start college this fall. Got back in. Shout out to your girl. But at the time, I wasn't in college. And at the time, I didn't know if I wanted to go back to college. I just wasn't really sure of that decision. And I went there, and it was very nerve-wracking. And for me, it was intimidating, this woman asking me all these questions that I didn't really know the answer to. I didn't even have a plan or even a real response to any of them. You know, I started to sink a little bit. I was like, this isn't going well. And then my brain got into that moment where I lost all confidence, and I feel like I just tanked the interview. And, of course, I didn't get the job. Now, at the time, I was really sad. I'm just like, oh, try something, didn't work. What do I do now? Because I had all of my whole life planned on me getting this job and this opportunity. I failed. I didn't get it. I could have gave up and said, this lets me know I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. This isn't for me. That's so ridiculous. Ridiculous thoughts, ridiculous things to say. I didn't say that to myself. Don't get me wrong. I said to myself, well, this isn't for me. And everything that I learned from that experience, everything that she said that I didn't have, I said, I need those things. That makes sense. I didn't consider those things because I was ignorant towards what the requirements were that were required for that position. I just didn't know or really understood. I just saw, you know, this is what you will be gaining, the experience you'll be gaining. And I didn't know that they needed this other stuff. But that was a learning experience, and I didn't take it as failure. That wasn't for me. It wasn't going to stop me. It sure hasn't stopped me. I kept moving forward. I'm just letting you know that don't expect things to be easy. Nothing's going to be handed to you when you decide to create the life that you want, when you decide to actively get up and go against the grain and start to truly be yourself and be happy and work, really get up and work towards you. Practice makes perfect. You know that. So every day is a daily grind of practicing, working, perfecting, learning. Even this right now, this experience for me right now, being on air, talking to you guys and having you guys listen to me and really being to what I'm saying, I'm so thankful. But this, as well as a learning experience, is going to take time and I'm going to get better because the goal and the at hand, at the end that I'm trying to achieve is so big, I have to do this right. I have to get better. I understand it's going to take time and it's going to take practice. I know it's not going to be easy. I have to sacrifice, you know, certain things socially with my friends and all the dilly-dally, that's fine. I'm willing to do that, whatever it takes. And you have to understand that nothing's going to be handed to you. It's not going to be easy. So you have to be so strong in your mind. You have to be very strong in your mind. Your mind is really what's going to help you get through it. You're being grounded, understanding, having perspective, staying focused on the big picture in the end. That's what's really going to drive you and keep you going. That's what's really going to help you get through anything that's thrown at you, anything. You have to be very secure in yourself, know yourself, and know your potential, and know that you can get better, and it takes time, but to also do what it takes to be better. And I hope this is making sense to you. I hope this is really cutting through to whoever. And the reason why I say I hope that this is, because to me it's important that everyone understands they are in control. They have a tremendous power to change their circumstance. I don't care what has happened up until this day. If you decide right now that today is the day that I'm going to do this, that, and the third, and that's it. The father matters. The past doesn't matter. Right now, what you do from here on forth, that's what matters. It's hard on certain days, and some days it seems so easy. You seem so motivated and confident. You seem so sure. And the other days, you're like, oh, can I? You can. Nothing is too big. I wish you could understand that nothing is too big for you. Can have. If you're one of those people who dream, or you feel like are so big and so grand, and you know that it takes time and you just have to do it, that's okay. Measure success at your own accord, not what people feel like you should be or what it is to be successful. What do you want at the same time? No matter what your ambitions and goals are, if your goal is to be a doctor, to be a mechanic, to be an accountant, to be a CEO, to be a singer, a magician, a dancer, measure it at your own accord of what you feel like is perfect for your life and who you are. Some people like the small and simple things in life. Some people like to go all out and they're spontaneous and adventurous. Some people rather have nice quiet. Other people rather have, like, it's my point I'm trying to make, is we're all different. So what you feel that is successful is personal, and that's okay. The first to understanding that is understanding you. And I want you to say, I like the word create. I want you to think about that, create. So create who you want, your life, period. Not what other people feel, and not all the things that you've been through. That doesn't define you. Don't let it define you. You've been through a lot of hurt. We all been through hurt and pain, and we all had issues and with lovers and family, and they're hard and they're frustrating. And that's why I think the turn of the perspective. We stay positive. We don't believe the negative thoughts over the positive ones, because neither one of them are willing to choose you to make them real, right? So if you truly believe that you're not worthy, you're not good enough, that's going to be your reality. You've already set the tone for your reality. You've already defeated yourself and decided that's what you want. You say to yourself, I'm going to be this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to change lives, I'm going to be successful. That is it, period. You already won. Now all it takes is action. All right, guys, I'm going to end the first one, the first part of the show right there. Come back after the break. I'm going to play this clip that I've heard from Jay-Z. I think it's really powerful. I had an opinion on my Snapchat, but I thought it was so powerful the other day because he says a lot of powerful things about basically creating your own life and being the best version of you. So here we go, guys. We'll be right back after the break.
Only two things can get you through this, man. That's patience and persistence.
We all aspire. We all have the same emotions. You know, no matter who you are, where you're from, we all have the same emotions. You know, we all want to be successful. You know, we all have the same fears of failure. We all have, feelings of abandonment. We all, you know, want love.
Have such a strong belief in yourself that you can quiet out all the outside noise, because that's, you're going to need that on every step of the way. There are people that are projecting their fears and their shortcomings and failures on you. And you have to be very careful, you know, with that. People telling you can't do that.
Why can't I?
Because they may have tried, or they don't believe that they can do it. And it's not really about you. It's about what they feel and their fear inside. So you have to be strong enough and resilient to believe in whatever it is you're trying to do.
My uncle, he was telling me, like, my uncle said I never sold a million records. I sold a million records like a million times. Are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. He couldn't even see it at the time. Mm. So he was just projecting from his fears on me.
Now you're normal to live dormant. That's how we own it. Live, lock my body, can't trap my mind. Easily explain why we adapt to crime. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we on it. And you gotta understand the reason, right? Why does that guy think like that? Right? How do you arrive at that point? You gotta also look at that. You have to look at that. You gotta look at the environments and places we live in and how things are set up and how things are structured and how we're always the last on the totem pole, even from our schooling to our roads to, you know, everything that all the obstacles that's placed in front of us. Even our living conditions. You live in a project. Someone lives here, 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 and here. You know, you have to deal with all these different type of personalities. You have, you're in the box. Someone's above you, below you, to the right of you, and to the left of you. And every day you have to manage that circle. So, that's like living dormant. Life is about balance, right? You have to have some type of balance. You have, like, time for work and it's time for play. And if you don't allow these two things to coexist, you have an imbalance. People look at you strange saying you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same, like you're doing all this for a reason. And what happens most of the time, people change. People change around you because they start treating you different because of your success. So you are changing. You don't change who you are, the core of who you are, the things you believe, the things you love, and the things you die for, and your principles. You don't change that, but you're going to change who you are. You're going to change, you know, you can't do the same things that you can't hang on the corner. True to yourself. You know, it sounds like a very simple thing to do, but it's not. It's not simple to do with all the pressures to succeed and all the pressures to, once you succeed, to stay there. You have a belief in yourself, and sometimes, in most cases, it's almost a naivete about who you are and what you can contribute to the game. Belief in oneself and knowing who you are, I mean, that's the foundation of everything great.
Life is for your greatest good. No matter how difficult it seems at the time, everything is for your greatest good. It's just clearing you out so you can receive your blessings. Even a tough time, even a tough time is used for us to grow, for us to go through things. So when the good times come, we really appreciate it. But you gotta just believe everything is for your greatest good. And anything you want in life, you just gotta set your attention. When you set your be that powerful, with law, every single person in here, with that powerful as human beings, if you set your intention and you believe that shit with your whole soul, 100%, it's gonna happen for you, I promise you that. And I'm not saying that because I read it in the book, I'm saying that because I'm standing on the stage tonight. I'm from the bottom, I'm from the mud, I'm from Marquee Projects, I'm from Beverly Hills, I'm from Brooklyn, New York City. And I'm on this stage here tonight doing what I love to do in front of all these beautiful people. That's because I set my intention. On my first album, I was saying, who's the best MC to DJ me? I was telling you I was coming. It's the adventure trip to class. Nigga, when you finally go to stage, that nigga was the, I said that.
You're listening to Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution.
Hey guys, okay, we're back. This is Teek McClellan with the Teek Takeover 4-Week with Offset. Today we're talking about create the life you want. We just got through talking about, if you guys are just now tuning in, about ending defeatist thoughts, contradicting thoughts, and negative thoughts. Changing your perspective and your outlook, and being ambitious and going towards your goals. Your thoughts are the greatest vehicle to change power and success in the world. That is a quote from Oprah Winfrey, actually, her said yesterday, and I thought it was so powerful I had to write it down because I truly believe that. I truly believe that it starts within your brain first, and then everything else kind of falls into place with you physically, mentally, and spiritually. Well, spiritually and physically. When you change how you view yourself and your in the world, things happen differently.
you do things differently. When you put things into perspective and you prioritize, it's real easy to live a very comfortable life, as I said in the last show. It's very easy to live a very comfortable life. A comfortable life, I mean, right now you're working at your 9-to-5, make a steady paycheck, you go home and you pay your bills. It's easy and it's comfortable. But you're not fulfilled, though. You're not living at the highest frequency that you could be to be you. Like I said before, measure success at your own accord. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be like Beyonce, a mega superstar with all the fans and love and admiration. If you want to be a doctor, a CEO, a technician, whatever, graphic design, whatever you are deciding to get into, it doesn't matter. Really, what matters is how you feel, how you think, putting those in it, and then you put it into action. Another thing that I've seen in a video, when I was watching a video with Oprah, and she said, turn wounds into wisdom. And I feel like as adults, it's harder for us. We still don't learn from our mistakes. You ever see a kid who constantly gets hurt because they keep jumping off the couch or running down the stairs, and you're thinking to yourself, "Or what is wrong with my son or my daughter? Is he slow?" Because it seems pretty obvious that the right thing to do would be not do that, and you won't get hurt. Don't touch the iron because iron is hot. You've learned this a few times because you touched the iron and you got burned. Think, well, maybe the kid's just naive. They don't know. And then you instill, you know, you project onto them, hey, if you do this, this is going to happen. You send them the knowledge and what you feel is right, and they still do it. You're like, what the hell? I bet the same thing goes for us, right? The same thing goes for our lives. When something happened, and like I said before, when I had a few tastes of failure and I didn't give up, though I was still persistent, I just had to figure out how to do things right. Same thing goes for us, but we have to learn from them. Learn from your mistakes. Learn how to change and adapt and do things the right way. It's kind of like, for instance, when you were in school and the teacher would be like, show your math. Right, on your math homework or your math test or even your math paperwork, whatever, show your math. So you do the equation and you show your math that you got the answer wrong. And she says, well, your math was wrong, and I'm going to show you what you did wrong. And she fixes it, and she shows you how to actually calculate to get the right answer, right? And so the same thing goes with life, right? When you first experience failure, but you're like, well, hey, for those who are very ambitious and optimistic, you're like, that wasn't for me. Let's get it right. I keep failing doing this because you keep doing the same thing. You have to end the cycle of doing the same thing if you're getting the same results. You have to change how you approach it, change how you deal with it, right? To get the right formula, the right equation. It's going to take time, and this isn't just something you just magically get into. Some people get into it and get it right. Some people don't. But it would be foolish to keep doing the same thing to get the same wrong result, right? So that's why it says you have to think goes for your life. It's going to take time. It's going to take persistence, you know. And like he says, I promise you, if you're persistent and you work at it and you fully put your all into it, you remain humble and you let things happen and experiences happen and you work on it. That's why, like he said, turn your wounds into wisdom. Turn them into wisdom. Learn from them. You know what I mean? Get better. That's such a... You can't get more perfect than that. Don't ever give up on your stuff and on your life. I just want, when I say create your own life and I say these things, the point that I'm trying to get across is don't expect it to be easy, because it won't, but it'll be worth it. It will always be worth it, because a lot of times in a moment we can't see it, but these experiences are like, is what make us who we are. It's what brings us to the best experiences of our lives. Like, if that didn't happen that way, I wouldn't be here. You ever have those moments? If that didn't happen like that, I wouldn't have this. We all have those moments in the time where, I'm just saying, for the dark days, for the hard days, and we're just like, this isn't going to get better. It's worse. I should give up. I should, you know what I mean, just throw in the towel and retreat. Don't do it. Don't do it. I promise. Don't do it. Even me and myself had those days, you know, going a whole month without nothing happening. Oh, man, that's a long month. That's a long-ass month. For me, it was being in there. You know, you start to lose hope. You start to want to give up. But I'm like, no. I know what I'm working for. This just isn't the time that it's supposed to happen. But I kept working. I kept trying to get better. Kept looking. Kept searching. Kept my focus on what I want. And besides that, when I say, you know, being positive and keep working, your happiness is up to you. It's not up to anyone else. Your happiness is, especially if you're an adult, not up to your parents. You know, stop blaming your parents for who you are now. It's not up to your significant other. Stop making them responsible for how you feel 24/7, all day, every day. It's up to you. That's why I say it's important to be yourself authentically. The right type of people will automatically be gravitated towards you. The right crowd and the right people are just off of who you are, and you're just being yourself. We're too hard on ourselves sometimes. We always have this need to prove and to show other people that we have this or we're happy or whatever. And I call it the disease to please. I think that is a horrible disease to have, the disease to please. I'm glad that I've been cured of that, the disease to please. I feel like the disease to please only stagnates your growth, because you're letting people tell you who you should be and how you should feel, and you're only doing things for their approval. It stagnates your growth all around. It stops you from fully being happy and propelling you to one of the best versions of yourselves and the best lives you can have. We do things because we feel like it's going to get someone to like us, and you've already failed, and that relationship isn't worth it. Because you're setting, you're too focused on how someone else feels instead of like, what do I like? And that's a big fear. I can understand that, because you're really going against the grain and the masses when you say that you're not going to do that anymore. Especially with people who've already been comfortable with you constantly, like, running after them and trying to get their approval. They don't know how to react to that, but, you know, that's not healthy. Every day trying to please other people instead of pleasing yourself, trying to be the best authentic version of you. And I preach this so much because a lot of people have struggled with identity, they struggle with confidence, and they struggle with being the best version of themselves. And I just want to free people of that concern. Honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, and I've been being honest, too big, no goal, no dream, nothing is out of your reach. It's up to you to go get it. You have to start understanding that no one is responsible for how your life is. Stop being a victim. Stop being a victim to what is happening and take control. I think the best example is, like, for instance, someone who's, okay, so I know someone, I'm not going to say their name on here, but they're in a relationship, and it's a very tough relationship. I've had plenty of conversations with this person who won't get out of it. And I just thought that, well, maybe it's something there that I'm not seeing, because it's to the point where it's gotten violent and police had to get involved. And that's when I get scared for that person. But the point that I'm trying to make is, when they had a real conversation with this person and they said that they don't want to leave because they have kids together, and they feel like on their own they'll struggle. With them, they have a home and they have a place to stay. But getting out on your own and taking life into his own hands seems impossible. But at the same time, I feel like, well, maybe you just
don't want to do the work. But mentally, he's already defeated himself. He knows what lies ahead. He knows what could potentially happen if he end up selling, if he doesn't make it, if he doesn't get to all the things he's trying to accomplish. So the easiest thing to do is remain in a relationship and have that comfort of, I have a place to stay. I have the security of always having someone. I'm not happy and I'm miserable, but I have that. And in your mind, you ever think about someone in a toxic relationship, you're like, it just seems so easy to just leave, you know, just leave. But mentally, they're like beaten down mentally, you know what I mean? That's why I say, you know, it starts in your brain. When you actively decide, I have had enough of this, and I'm not even talking about a relationship, I'm talking about your life here. You had enough of the bare minimum. You had enough of what you already have. You're like, I'm done. I'm done being upset. I'm done feeling sorry for myself. I'm done not doing what I know I should be doing when I could be doing something, instead of doing something simple like playing video games or hanging out with my friends, just smoking and drinking, spending money that I know I don't have. I'm done. I'm done feeling guilty about my decisions and regretful. I'm done. I'm done. I want the best life for me. I want to start working towards that. I want to start doing things for me and not because what other people feel I should be doing. I'm done. I want to laugh if I find something funny and not just because everybody else finds it funny. I want to have these type of experiences and I want to do these type of activities because this is what I'm truly interested in, invested in, and I find interesting, and I find this fun, and I feel so home. I feel at home at this. I feel at peace with this. Those are the emotions and the feelings you want and you strive for. That fear of not wanting to get up and take control of your life is only holding you back and making you just continue to be miserable. We know this. It's very obvious. So I want you to know that certain life events are seasonal, and you're going to get through anything. You can get through anything. You are so strong. You've been through enough to know that you can get through anything. You know that there's so much good out there that you can have. You just have to go get it. You know that it's out there. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. Let's all go get it. I'm sorry. I lost my. I'm reading off of my, how would it be? These cards. Do they call them cue cards or whatever? So, you know, I wrote down my notes on my show flow a little bit better. But anyway, lost my place. Oh, there we go. This one is my favorite because I used to be one of those people who was scared to say no. Oh, man, why does the word no stand up for some of us give us so much anxiety? We're scared, as I said, you know, going back to the disease, the police, we get scared that someone's not going to like us anymore, be friends with us. Hopefully the people around you are not that petty and securing themselves, they can handle the word no. That's why I don't like depending on anyone for anything, because I like to take care of myself. But don't be afraid to say no. Don't feel guilty about it. We're no longer going to feel guilty about saying no. If it doesn't fit into what you're trying to do and something you believe in, say no. It's okay. But I get told no all the time. I'm like, okay. All right. Respect it. I respect that. You know, I feel like we have to get rid of that guilt and that anxiety from saying no, and be okay with it. It's not in an arrogant way. Like, I said no, and this got in the third, and you know, like, you know how some people do. They try to say, like, you know, just these condescending things after that. Like, just say no because it's just not what you want. Just say no. It's okay. And leave that there. No is a complete sentence. You don't need to validate it with these excuses and these reasons. It's just like, hey, it's not with me. It's not for me. No, thank you. I'm good. I had to learn that because I would have the fear of disappointing people, especially when I was younger. Oh, man. That is so stupid.
You make yourself miserable, man, because you're constantly reaching for the approval of people who you probably won't even know in a few years, and probably really don't give two thoughts about you. I feel like you gain respect when you tell people no, and you stand your ground on things that you truly believe in, and people know how to approach you, you know, from that point on. And that's why I think it's a point that we also be ourselves authentically, because what you see is what you get. Stop trying to paint this perfect picture of who you are, who you're trying to be. Like, I'm over that. I seen an interview before with Tupac Shakur. I think he was on the Arsenio Hall show, and he was talking about, I'm just trying to be me. When you're trying to be perfect, I'm not saying verbatim, but this is basically what he was saying. He's like, I'm not trying to be perfect. When you try to be perfect, when you fall or you have, like, a hiccup or make a mistake, people, like, really put you down. Like, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe that she did that. I can't believe, you know, they judge you and they put you down. But when you're only yourself, and like, whenever you do make a mistake, or you do something that people, that goes against the grain and makes other people, they're like, oh, I wouldn't do that, or turn your nose up, they're not going to shame you. Like, that's who he is. That's who she is. They're going to take you how you are, because you always give them, they're always giving you authentically. You know, like, we all make mistakes. Like, nobody's perfect. I don't try to be perfect. I just try to be me. I have very strong opinions. I'm going to say them. You know what I mean? Now, here's my thing about strong opinions. Strong opinions are fine, as long as they're from actual evidence and facts and personal experience. So some people have bias and negative opinions, and they bet they won't shake. Once you're presented with new facts and information and new truths, you're very ignorant to ignore them. Check like they're dick, like they don't exist. But the point that I'm trying to make, though, is because, like, even just that, you know who you are. You know how you feel. You have your own opinions and your own ethics and morals. It's okay to say no. It's okay to not fully be available, I guess, for everyone and their expectations. It's okay to get up every day and just focus on what makes you happy and what you want. You can be there for people. You can take care of people as long as it's at your own accord. You make the decision and you feel like this is the right thing to do. Don't break yourself trying to help other people, especially people who you know won't help you. That's such a waste of time and energy. And if you are doing that, stop it right now and today. You're going to disappoint people. You might lose people, but the right people are going to come along once you set the tone and the right tone for who you are and your life. And we're going to take a last music break. This is Teek McClellan taking over for Offset. I want to play a little song to you by The Carters. And, you know, I don't know if you can't tell, this is my third show in. I talk about Beyonce a lot. That's because I love Beyonce. All right. Here you go, guys, and we'll be back in a moment.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. My mind. Oh, I got real problems just like you. Tell that bitch I don't like you. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. I boss. Ooh, real one. Boss.
Oh, yeah. 100 million crib, 3 million watch, all facts, no cap, false. Nigga, you not a boss, you got a boss. Niggas getting jerked, that shit hurts, I take it personally. Niggas rather work for the man than to work with me. Just so they can pretend they on my level, that shit is irking to me. Pride always goeth before the fall, almost certainly. It's disturbing what I gross.
What I gross.
straight test, you not even close. Everybody's bosses till it's time to pay for the office. To them invoices, separate the men from the boys. Over here we measure success by how many people successful next to you. Here we say you broke if everybody gets broke except for you. Bow.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. But my mama with my great great grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown turn on your Forbes list. Frolicking around my compound on my fortress. I'll be riding around with my seat reclining. Dropping my daughter off at school every morning. We slamming car doors. I'll be trolling on these bum whores. You ain't talking about nothing. Gotta relax. Toes in the sand. Mama getting fat.
Hey guys, we are back from break. This is Teek McClellan with Takeover for All Week with All Set. Today we're talking about create the life you want. And just coming back for my final thoughts before I wrap the show up. Okay, so I think of certain people who I see in their success, like Oprah, Kevin Hart, people who are like literally living out of their cars and had less than what I have right now to be very successful and very well respected, very well known, and you know, just if you value those things, just having, basically just being successful, not saying that because of where I am right now it doesn't get better, because I feel like there are true examples that it does. True, actual, real example that it does. And I feel like let that be your motivation that it could get better. I mean, not it could, that it will get better and it will pay off if you're persistent and you're constantly working for it. And whatever fulfills you, go for it. In the cycle, they always gives you the same results. If you have to change, sometimes you have to change and adapt. You know what I'm saying? You have to change and adapt. You have to recreate, reconstruct the formula so you can get it right. And don't be too hard on yourself. We're too hard on ourselves. We're like, you definitely need to do better. You have to have a good perspective. But don't be so hard on yourself because you aren't where someone else is. Because you don't have a certain thing that people feel you should have. You have to get away from that mentality of having to please the masses and whoever else to be happy. You have to please yourself. And get real about your reality. Understand your place. Understand where you are. Don't let it define you, but understand where you're starting and work up toward from there. If you're really listening to me right now, I want you to think about right now and today. From this moment on, it's 10 a.m. in Kansas City right now. That's where I'm at. 10 a.m.
So the rest of the day is up to me. How today plays out is entirely based off of the decisions I make. If I decide to sit on the couch all day and watch TV, that's the result. Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to get up, be active, go to these meetings, meet these goals, get everything done that I need to get done today. But this is all on my part. These are things that I find important. These are things that I know are going to pay off in the end. I'm doing all this for me and myself only. These are things that I find important. These are the goals and my aspirations that are going to help me be self-fulfilled, giving a sense of accomplishment, that sense of working towards something bigger than myself. And I feel like the biggest thing that we work for is achieving, is just being ourselves authentically and being happy and being fulfilled. And that starts with you. That starts with you understanding the power you have over your happiness in your life, how you want it to play out. And again, this is Teek McClellan taking over. Hope to see you guys next week for my final show. Have a good day, guys, and we will see you, what's next Monday? I'm not really sure the date right now, but the 30th? Yeah, I'll see you guys on the 30th. Have a good night, guys. Well, good day.
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.